Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of August 20th through the 28th. Now, in this week ahead, there is a whole lot of personal planetary energy that is going to be getting us active. And when it's these faster moving planets, they call it personal planetary energy because it tends to impact us every day, meaning that we're going to get a lot busier. It's not so much the big background story that is evolving our life, but more about the day to day. Oh my gosh, we're jumping in, we're getting crazy here. So it is going to be a busy week in the week ahead. So everything is active. Okay. So let's just start going through it. On Saturday, the 22nd, the sun will be moving into Virgo, and it will stay there for 30 days. So this really spotlights our work, our health, our animals, gets us all revved up about getting organized, cleaning things, simplifying, tackling paperwork, doing things with coworkers or hired help, and then just really making it about, you know, how healthy are we, what's going on with the work that we have to do, and what's going on with our animals. So this is a time period when we tend to show up and get more physically involved in these areas of life, or we have more personal involvement insofar as maybe it's our name on the paperwork, or maybe it's our image that we're trying to work on for our job, or our health, you know. So definitely this is where things are going starting Saturday. Mercury has already moved into this territory, and by Tuesday the 27th, Mercury is active here. So, you know, and this is a good alignment. This is aligning with Uranus, so there's a little bit of, you know, excitement or unexpected stuff in there, but it's in a really good flow. So Mercury is bringing some news, or a talk or meeting or a sale or the writing or the interview or the offer or the decision or the short trip about the work situation or the health or the animals or the paperwork or the hired help or coworkers. With Uranus in the mix, this can be something exciting involving a purchase, your income, your products, your possessions. You could be doing something social here, something online or something original. So definitely Tuesday then takes this story that much further. Okay, so we have that. Now, between Saturday and Monday, the 22nd through the 24th, Mars is cranky. Okay, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, I guess I could say Mars is, you know, sparked up, fired up, intense. Mars is in Aries, so Mars wants what Mars wants. That meaning every individual that you meet has their own kind of agenda. They're physically in there. They're pushing for what it is. They're driven. They might be more passionate. They might be frustrated and angry. They might be motivated, but it's a frictional energy pattern, and it's building up to this perfection of a square on Monday with Saturn. So that kind of gives you that frustrated quality to it. Saturn tends to put the kibosh on things, slow things down, ask for more work, ask you to follow the rules or regulations, deal with authority figures, deal with limits or no's, perhaps deal with commitments, responsibilities, ambitions in the mix. And whatever this is, you know, you're going to start to feel it on Saturday coming on, and then maybe Sunday a little bit more. By Monday, you're just like, up over that hurdle, right? And so whatever, you know, it's giving you whatever the limits or structures or systems that you need to deal with this. Or if something's ending, it's going to tell you that too. And, you know, it rewards really getting serious about whatever it is, okay? And you're going to need to look at what are my goals here? What is going on with my career agenda, if that's part of the story? Or what authority, a figure, is part of this story? Is it a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, you know, and what you're dealing with that person? So, again, starting to build Saturday, builds a little more Sunday, and then peaks on Monday afternoon. Okay. So we have that going on. Then we have Venus, who is active, and this looks much, much, much easier. So, you know, this is active Tuesday and then active Thursday, so they very well may just link those days together, Tuesday through Thursday, when it comes to Venus themes. So Venus, we know, is about trying to enjoy ourselves more, relax, find some pleasure, find beauty in the story, connect with women, or focus on true love / lovers or income, because she rules both of those things. And she's in Cancer, so she wants emotional connection, or she wants to nurture, or she wants to focus this on the home. And by extension, that could be maybe real estate deals or moves or renovations or family or parents or roommate situations, okay? So this is really, you know, looking nice between Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday, it will bring you into a one-on-one with somebody else over Jupiter themes, Jupiter goals. So maybe there's some travel plans or a situation at a distance that is going on. Maybe there's something with legal contracts or needs. Maybe there's something with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting in the situation, or higher education. Could be about weddings or other ceremonies, and also could be about religion or politics. So you're looking at, where am I with this other person with the goal as it pertains to what's going on here with this beautiful Venus energy? And by Thursday is the magical day. Thursday is when Venus then aligns with Neptune. And this is just dreamy, magical, inspired. We've got the rose-colored glasses on. We've got our imagination sparked up. There's something fantasy oriented, or about our music or poetry or dance or film or painting, or something going on with spiritual breakthroughs or practices. I said magic, anything psychic, can be romantic as all get out. Definitely can be involving institutions or research or investigations as well, if you need to dig into information or deal with one of those monolithic, you know, facilities, then that's in flow as well. This is a beautiful harmonic here. And so between Tuesday and Thursday, you can lean into this stuff, which looks really lovely. So that is our overview. Let us start talking about how this will play out for each sign. All right, for Aries, definitely starting Saturday. This is a new cycle, 30-day cycle for you that is going to help spotlight you, Aries, when it comes to your work situations, your health, or your animals. So definitely you can stand out. You can take the lead. You can make it about your interests. Put yourself out there, or put your image or brand or name or title out there. Focus on your body and getting healthy. So make it about you and what you're moving forward in these areas while you have this edge. Definitely note that Tuesday the 27th, maybe some kind of important information, talk, sale, writing, interview, offer, decision, meeting is going to play into one of those areas for you guys. And it is kind of opening up something for you on Tuesday involving purchases, products, possessions, or income in the story. Now, Mars rules you, Aries, and Mars is definitely pushing with this Saturn energy Saturday through Monday. You know, this may test you guys a bit, or you may just feel more, and maybe you're just pushing for more than normal, and you're just doing more than normal. It's frictional, and it's up against Saturn, which is trying to kind of slow that down or get you to kind of fit into something here. You know, so Mars is focused on what you're doing, Aries. You know, you're acting, you're reacting, you're passionate, you're angry, you're motivated, you're driven, you're doing. Starting Saturday, it builds up through Monday. But then you're dealing with whatever this Saturn obstacle is, which has to do with a personal goal or the career or an authority figure in the mix. And, you know, what you if there's some kind of structure or limit or no or commitment or ambition or responsibility, and how you're dealing with that. Then next week between Tuesday and Thursday, these days are just beautiful with Venus. For Aries, this is about love, making money, or beauty in your home or with your family. You can play this out with real estate deals, moves, renovations, parents, roommates as well. Dive into history or ancestry as well. Lovely, lovely, enjoyable energy. On Tuesday, this can tie in with situations at a distance, travel plans, legal needs, educational pursuits, media marketing interests, weddings or other ceremonies, or religion or politics. And by Thursday, it aligns with that dreamy, magical energy where you can romance somebody or get into your artistry or spirituality, deal with your institutions or research, rest, recuperate, dream a bit, and get the imagination going. For Taurus, the sun moving into Virgo starting Saturday the 22nd means you guys are finally entering 30 days where you can start to enjoy yourself more. You are now in a period where it is about having some fun, Taurus, or getting more creative and pursuing your creative interests. It is a time to spend with lovers or in the pursuit of love or with children. It's just recreational, artistic, creative, and love-filled. And, of course, our Tauruses have to make that somewhat Virgo-oriented, which means we're working here on something. Maybe you're working on that creative project or working on doing something for the kids or focused on the healthier, simplistic side of things, you know. But it is spotlighting you in a big, beautiful way. Maybe you'll get a pet for the child. That would be lovely, right? Or just pour your healthy energy into you and your love life. And so by Tuesday, the 27th, Mercury is on board with this, which means there's some kind of nice news coming in about the lover, the kids, the creative project or recreation, or you're talking or you're meeting with somebody, or there's an offer, proposal, sale, writing, interview, or decision in the mix. And this is very exciting for our Taurians because it's aligning with Uranus in your sign, so very much bringing what's unique about you into the story and making it really a nice combination. Now, between Saturday and Monday, Mars is building in that square to Saturn. This is cranky energy. So Mars is working behind the scenes for Taurus. So maybe, you know, maybe part of this has to do with secrets or addictions. Maybe part of this has to do with self-sabotage if you're kind of being your own worst enemy. So don't do that. It could also just be that you're pushing a lot harder here. When it comes to something romantic, artistic, or spiritual, or with the institution's research, okay? And Saturn is kind of coming in and making you deal with limits, rules, regulations, structures, no's, endings, commitments, long-term commitments, ambitions, the serious stuff when it comes to any travel plans, legal needs, educational pursuits, media marketing interests, weddings, other ceremonies, religious or political interest in that story. So, you know, it starts to build Saturday, build Sunday, and then it's climaxing by Monday afternoon. You guys could have this out at any time between those 3 days. But if you're feeling, you know, like something's not going as fast as you want or that you're trying to work through something here, this is why, and it will break away and then you're going to feel better. Now, Venus takes over Tuesday through Thursday and is lovely energy. And for Taurus, really going to open up a lot more talks and meetings that are Venus focused. So about love or with the lover or about income opportunities or beauty. And then also can bring in sales, writing, interviews, decisions, short trips, local activities that really brings this pleasure into view. And on Tuesday, this will link in this favorable one-on-one now over the travel, the legal, the educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political topic. And by Thursday, puts you in this beautiful harmonic involving an aspiration or involving an original project or what's going on socially with friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings. So we have some really beautiful things playing out here Tuesday through Thursday. All right, for Gemini. Gemini, the sun moving into Virgo on Saturday the 22nd, this kicks off 30 days of spotlighting your home, any moves, renovations, or real estate deals, as well as what's going on with family, parents, or roommates, or history, or ancestry, okay? And so, Gemini, this really is urging you guys to get front and center in those areas. What are your needs here? How do you promote your interest? How do you show up and get physically involved? How do you put your name to it or involve your image or brand or title or needs? You know, so it's really about you in this picture. It spotlights you. It helps you stand out. It helps you take the lead here. So you want to be proactive over these 30 days about what you want. in this week ahead. By Tuesday, Mercury will be active here. So now you have a talk or a meeting or some news or offers coming in, or you're focused on the writing, the sales, the interviews, or the decisions about this topic. And it links very favorably to something exciting going on behind the scenes or through the research or with the institution or romantically, artistically, or spiritually. And so you want to dive into that. All right, so Mars is cranky Saturday through Monday, and it's because for Gemini, Mars is trying to make something happen with an aspiration or original project or involving the social stream, the friend, the associate, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charities, the gatherings, okay? And it's coming up against Saturn, which is testing or throwing out rules, regulations, limits, authority figures, commitments, responsibilities, you know, the serious stuff about the financial side of this situation or what's going on with third parties or control in the situation. Or maybe there's a sexual side to what's happening here. And so you're dealing with this as it builds. Also, you know, Saturn in the eighth house, this could be about a birth, a death, or a divorce, if that plays into what's going on in your life right now. And so, you know, feeling this kind of frustration or this push to get where you're going with this Saturday, Sunday, and then it peaks by Monday afternoon and you're dealing with it. Now, Tuesday through Thursday, Venus is in play, and she's very, you know, a lovely energy for most of us, unless there's something completely out of whack in your own chart. Venus is going to be bringing some enjoyment, some relaxation, some love, some money flow or some beauty around your personal income scenario or focused on your purchases, your products, your possessions. So maybe Gemini will be, you know, purchasing a luxury item, or maybe Gemini will be, you know, making money and making money. Maybe it'll be about, you know, doing something. Maybe you'll give or receive a token of affection from a love interest, you know. So any of those combinations with Venus about your income, your purchases, your products, or your possessions. And on Tuesday, this will link to that outer financial topic, the loan, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the inheritance, the partner's money, or whatever other financial topic, or it will link into that zone of sexual intimacy or reproductive needs or what's happening with the birth, the death, the divorce, or the third parties. So we're having this kind of smooth out and something expansive going on here. And by Thursday, Venus aligns harmonically with Neptune. Now we've got this inspiration, the magic. And for Gemini, it links this focus on your income, purchases, products, and possessions with the lover or the income or the beauty. And it ties it now to something very magical about your personal goal in the mix or your career or what's happening with a boss, a director, a parent, a mentor, some other authority figure. So very lovely energy there. All right. For Cancer, the sun moving into Virgo starting on Saturday the 22nd. This is going to kick off 30 days where you guys are going to be much more involved with short trips to nearby places, local activities, your brothers, sisters, neighbors, a move, your vehicles, your electronics, or you're going to make it cerebral and really get in there in more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, or decisions. And you could do all of it, right? So you have an edge now for the next 30 days here, Cancer. It's about you promoting your interests, pursuing what it is you want here, standing out a bit, taking the lead. So make the most of that. On Tuesday the 27th, Mercury will enhance this, definitely make it a very strong day, and linking it into some kind of exciting way with a personal aspiration of yours or an original project or with friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, or gatherings of some sort. So definitely look for that. Now, for Cancer, Mars is cranky in your midheaven Saturday through Monday. So, you know, on the one hand, maybe there's challenges and you're frustrated and you're pushing to deal with obstacles. On the other hand, maybe you're just very ambitious and pushing hard and trying to push through something here between Saturday and Monday. Mars is about what you're doing or reacting to with a personal goal or your career or a boss, parent, director, judge, mentor, teacher, or other authority figure. And it's coming up against Saturn, which is slowing you down or dealing with rules, regulations, limits, responsibilities, or any other kind of serious scenario with partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an advocate, you know, somebody, some significant key person that you're having to deal with here or having a hard time dealing with or getting to or whatever. So this kind of tests you up through mid-Monday. Now, Tuesday through Thursday, Venus comes into play and she's in your sign, Cancer. This should be a lovely period for you guys. First of all, this really activates the love, the beauty, the income flow, the women that are focused on you and your interest, Cancer, or how you're focusing on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, you know, promoting what it is you want in those areas. Can't be too bad, right? On Tuesday, this will then link in this optimistic way with Jupiter, which will bring in that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, et cetera, through legal channels or travel plans or media, marketing, publishing, educational pursuits, weddings, other ceremonies, religion, or politics. And by Thursday, it will bring more of that, those topics into bear, but now bring them in through the institution or the research or involving romantic, artistic, or spiritual realms in the scenario. So there you have that. All right. For Leo, the sun's starting to illuminate Virgo on Saturday the 22nd, kicks off 30 days of illumination of your personal income pursuits, your purchases, your products, and your possessions. So it really does spotlight you guys now. You stand out more when you're out there pursuing that. You want to make it about your interests or promote your brand, your name, your title, your image, you know, spend on yourself sometimes here and just take the lead on this, right? And on Tuesday the 27th, Mercury is here. So, you know, I mean, Mercury is in this sign, but it's active on Tuesday the 27th. And so there is the opportunity here to have some news or an offer come in about your income, your products, your possessions, or your purchases on Tuesday. Or you might sit down and have that talk or meeting or focus on the sale or the writing or the interview or the decision on that day. And there's something very exciting here linked to this about your career or fame or status or reputation or possibly a personal goal or an authority figure in the story, some boss or director or teacher, mentor, parent, you know, whoever this might be. So definitely lean into that. Now, Mars is cranky Saturday through Monday. It means Mars is pushing to achieve something and Saturn is slowing it down or putting some rules, regulations, limits, no's, endings, commitments, responsibilities around it, right? So for Leo, Mars is pushing with a travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcast, wedding, ceremonial, religious, or political theme, okay, fired up about something here. And Saturn is, you know, the container trying to hold it in here, which is about testing you over coworkers, hired help, paperwork, work scenarios, health situations, or the animals in the mix. So an example, maybe Leo's trying to travel abroad, but they're giving you trouble taking the animal on the plane, okay, that would be. Or you've lost your paperwork, right? So just be, you know, aware that this stuff, you know, whatever the combination might be for you, it starts building Saturday and it peaks by Monday afternoon. Now, Tuesday through Thursday, Venus is active and looking very lovely. And, you know, so Venus is all about the love or the money or the beauty. And for Leo, it's playing out in a very magical part of the chart. So this can be very romantic days where you're having a romantic getaway or romantic tryst, or maybe meeting somebody who's going to be a romantic interest that's a past life type of person. It can be about what's going on spiritually with you guys. So your prayer, your meditation, your yoga, maybe there's a way to fall in love there or to express beauty or make money in those areas. It can be artistic, film, music, painting, poetry, dance. So again, love, income, beauty playing out there. Leo, it can also be about what's going on with institutions, research, or investigations. So again, you know, maybe love at the college or hospital or making money there or making money through your research or investigation. So Really beautiful energy here Tuesday through Thursday. On Tuesday, it will link you in a much more optimistic, favorable way to what's going on with the work, the health, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, or the animals. And by Thursday, it will link you in a very magical way to something sexy or intimate, or something financially in flow for you guys, or something going on with third parties or reproduction. So, there you have it. And, you know, if somebody is crossing over or being born during this time, definitely a very magical, protected energy here around this. All right. For Virgo, the sun is moving into your sign on Saturday the 22nd, illuminates our beautiful Virgos for the next 30 days, really brings a lot more attention to you guys than you're normally used to, or not that you're not normally used to a lot of attention, it's you guys don't really like as much attention as some of the other signs, so, you know, you're going to have to get used to it for 30 days a little bit more. Definitely helps you guys stand out. It's a wonderful time to focus on your body, your brand, your image, your name, your title, your personal needs and involvement in situations. Get healthy, put in the work and the effort, treat yourself, go organic, go simplistic. You know the Virgo thing, right? And on Tuesday, it is going to definitely bring news, talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, or decisions to you or about you or through you that link in some kind of exciting way to a trip or a situation at a distance or something foreign or something with legal, educational, media, ceremonial, religious, or political interests. Now, Mars is cranky or really fired up and dealing with obstacles Saturday through Monday. So for Virgo, Mars is all about the sex and the passion or the reproductive need, a divorce, a birth, a death, or something financial going on or going on with third parties. And Saturn is testing this with a lover, the kids, a creative project, or something recreational. So you're just kind of feeling your way through that, working your way through that. It will peak by Monday afternoon. Then Tuesday through Thursday, Venus is active and she's looking lovely. And Virgo, this is finding love or expressing love or making money or finding the beauty in things with your friends, your associates, your group activities, with what's happening online, with astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, or focusing on personal aspirations when it comes to true love, income, or beauty, or focusing on original projects there. And it links on Tuesday in a much more favorable way to that lover or the child or the creative project or the recreational pursuit. And by Thursday, it links in this beautiful, magical alignment with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, any kind of key relationships in magical ways. All right, so there you have it. For Libra, the sun is moving into your 12th house for the next 30 days. Libra, you know, this is a really good time of the year for you guys to kind of go behind closed doors and get involved in something that really puts you front and center, but in a more of a private or secretive or developmental way. So on the one hand, you guys might really dive into some kind of artistic project, a film, the music, the painting, the poetry, the dance. You guys might get involved in your prayer, your meditation, your yoga, your magical interests, your psychic interests, something in that spiritual realm. You guys might pick up on a romantic affair or romantic getaways or trysts or encounters. You guys might really start to research a project or get into an investigation or deal with institutions. Also, you know, Libra, if you just want to use the next 30 days to rest and recuperate and regroup and get ready for when the sun's going to be moving into your sign a month from now and really, you know, kind of getting your energy back on track, then you can use it that way as well. So this kicks in Saturday. On Tuesday, Mercury is going to be opening up some communications here. So you might hear from somebody, you know, in the artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional, research realm, or you might be in talks, in meetings, in sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions about those themes. And it links in a really exciting way to something big and financial, or something sexual, or something about a third party. So there's that. Now, Mars is cranky or pushing harder and dealing with, you know, the limits, the endings, the structures, the responsibilities, the long-term commitments, the ambitions of Saturn, Saturday through mid-Monday. And for Libra, Mars is firing up that passion, anger, frustration, or motivation with or about partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, or advocates. And Saturn is throwing out all those serious things, you know, in the way when it comes to the home, a move, a real estate deal, a renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate, or the history involved. So you're working your way through that up until it peaks mid-Monday. Now, Venus is in a great mood Tuesday, Thursday through Thursday, so probably Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because I think it's going to link together. This rules your planet Libra, and it's all about love or lovers, income opportunities or beauty. And for Libra, it's playing out in your 10th house. So this is about a big personal goal you have here and this coming into flow, or it is about your career and what's happening there, or it's about an authority figure, a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, or somebody like that. So focus on the love there, focus on the income there, focus on the beauty. So on Tuesday, it gets you into a better flow with that situation involving the home, the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, the family, the parent, the roommate, with what's going on at a distance or with travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, political themes in that story. By Thursday, it gets you into this beautiful harmonic tied to a coworker, the hired help, the paperwork, the job, the health needs, or what's going on with animals in that story. So maybe Thursday's a great day to adopt a pet. Adopt the animal. Make that your love goal. Or, you know, there's a million other ways. Make some money. Make some great money with the career front and the work situation or the coworker, or spread the love, you know. So there you have it. All right. For Scorpio, Sun is headed into your zone of social interest and original projects starting Saturday the 22nd, and it's going to be there for 30 days. This illuminates you, Scorpio, helps you guys stand out, helps you take the lead. So this really is putting you out there online, in groups, with friends and associates, with astrology, with charities, with parties and events and gatherings, as well as what you're doing with your original projects and your aspirations. So you want to put your brand out there, your name, your title. You want to physically show up and be involved if you can, if it's safe, and you want to just promote your interests. On Tuesday the 27th, Mercury will be in play here. So this means there's some news or offer, or there's a talk or meeting or sales, writing, interviews, decisions coming in through those realms of social streams or aspirations, and it's tied in a very exciting way to a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, or some other key individual. Now, Mars is cranky or pushing harder to try to achieve something or get around some kind of obstacle with Saturn between Saturday and mid-Monday. Okay, so for Scorpio, Mars is pushing here, trying to make something happen or react to something about work or health or animals or paperwork, coworkers, hired help, you know, your organizing, your cleaning, whatever's going on in one of those realms, right? And dealing with Saturn, you know, trying to get that talk, that meeting, that interview, that sale, that writing, that decision, right? The news, that information flow. And so there's kind of this obstacle, that's this frustration, or you're pushing harder to get through this in some way. For some Scorpios, maybe there's some kind of challenge here around a short trip or local activity or your electronics or your vehicles. And so keep that in mind. Once you get past mid-Monday, then this should break free. Now, Tuesday through Thursday, Venus is active, and Venus is looking really good here, guys. So for Scorpio, this is about really focusing on love, income, or beauty interests. And this is about what is playing out at a distance or through travel, through legal agreements, through media, market, publishing interests, through higher education, whether you're teaching or learning something, through ceremonies, through religion or through politics. But I'm sorry, I can't get to where that other phone is ringing. I would turn it off in the background for you guys. So Anyways, okay, so we have a lot of potential here. If you're trying to travel for love or meet a love interest, you know, in the classroom or the courtroom or at the wedding or, you know, or if you're trying to make money in media or publishing or broadcasting or legal agreements or higher education, you know, any of these things, you're going to start to see this really coming into play. Now, on Tuesday, we have the opposition with Jupiter. So now there is that talk, that meeting, that news, that offer, that decision, the writing, the interview, the choice that is now in flow and it's expansive and happy or opportune. And then by Thursday, we have that beautiful harmonic coming into play, which brings the lover or the kid, creative project or the recreational pursuit into this beautiful, dreamy, magical quality with what you're doing with Venus. So there you have it. Sorry again for the background noise, you guys. All right, for Sagittarius, the sun is headed into Virgo on Saturday, the 22nd. So Sag puts 30 days of spotlight on your career, your status, your fame, your personal goals, and any bosses, directors, producers, parents, judges, mentors, or other authority figures. So goals, career, authority figures, and your fame, right? So guys, you know, you're really standing out and people are noticing you and you can pursue your interests and promote them and take the lead here. So make the most of these 30 days. On Tuesday the 27th, Mercury will bring news, offers, talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, or decisions that are about this personal goal, career opportunity, authority figure, or fame into your world. And this is linked in a really exciting way to your work or to a coworker, the hired help, the paperwork, the health interest, or the animal scenario that you're involved in. All right, now Mars is cranky or fired up and trying to push on something that Saturn is trying to slow down and, you know, give you crap over between Saturday and mid-Monday. So for Sagittarius, you know, Mars is about really trying to fire you up about the creative project, the lover, the kids, or the recreational pursuit. Saturn is testing that over income situations, purchases, products, or possessions. So you're going to have to just work your way through this Saturday, build a little more on Sunday, peaks by Monday afternoon, okay? Then Venus gets very happy and active Tuesday through Thursday. So Venus is focused on the love, the income, or the beauty. And this is about love and intimacy or sexuality or reproduction or maybe smoothing out issues if you're going through a divorce. It's about your personal income and what's going on with the loan, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the partner's money, or some other outside financial interest. Or maybe there's an inheritance like a death and somebody passing and leaving you something, or maybe you're setting up some kind of purchase, you know, for somebody coming into the world, right? And so think love and sex or money and money is where this is focused for Sag. And on Tuesday, it will bring you into alignment with the income, purchases, products, and possessions in a much more optimistic, growth-oriented way. By Thursday, it will bring that beautiful harmonic into the home with family, with moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates, history. And so this is just a lovely flow. All right, for Capricorn. Capricorn, the sun is headed into your territory of travel, distance, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, and political themes starting on Saturday the 22nd. The sun will now spotlight this for you guys for 30 solid days. This means you guys are standing out in these areas. It means you guys should be promoting your interests, leading yourself forward. You know, getting in there physically and doing what it is you want to do about this stuff while you're standing out. On Tuesday, Mercury will come into the story actively and help you have that talk or meeting or the sale, the writing, the interview, the short trip, or the decision about one of those topics. And it's linking in a really exciting way to something creative or with a lover or with the kids or with something recreational that you're looking forward to. So there you have that. Now, between Saturday and mid-Monday, Mars is pushing for something and Saturn is, you know, throwing up the obstacles or the rules, the regulations, the limits, the no's, the endings, the commitments, the responsibilities, or the ambitions about it, right? So it gets you serious. So Mars is all about trying to move and make stuff happen or react to what's happening in the home or with a move, a real estate deal, a renovation, the family, the parent, or the roommate. And Saturn is working in your sign, Capricorn, so it's like testing you on a personal or physical level here, or possibly about your name, your brand, your image, your body, your identity somehow in the scope of this situation. So, you know, deep breath, take your time, don't push yourself too hard here, just expect that there'll be something pushing you a bit here Saturday through mid-Monday. Becomes active Tuesday through Thursday. Venus is going to be focused on love, beauty, or income, and she is working through your partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your advocates, and bringing these key people into play for you Tuesday through Thursday, whether that is about making money or it is about falling in love or expressing love or having, you know, a big focus on something beautiful for you. On Tuesday, this links to you in a very generous, optimistic, growth-oriented way, Capricorn, and may bring again in those topics of travel, distant, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes, but now under this beautiful auspice. And by Thursday the 27th, it puts you into this harmonic with the dreamy and the magical talks, meetings, news, sales, writing, interviews, offers, short trips, local activities, or decisions in the mix with those key players. So there you have it. All right, for Aquarius, the sun heads into Virgo on Saturday the 22nd. This is going to spotlight 30 days for Aquarius of you guys getting more personally involved, more physically involved in your sex life, in your reproductive life. If you're having challenges, then you could be more involved with a divorce, a birth, or a death. Well, birth doesn't have to be challenging, I suppose. It could equally be about finances, Aquarius. Maybe this is going to be 30 days where you're just really showing up and doing something about your loans, your debt, your inheritance, your taxes, your insurance, your investments, your alimony, your child support, your commissions, your royalties, or your partner's money, right? So it spotlights you. It asks you guys to promote your interest, to get yourself in there and go for what it is while you're standing out in these areas. On Tuesday the 27th, Mercury will bring news or talks or meetings or offers or sales, writing, interviews, or decision about those financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, or third-party interests. And it's linking in an exciting way to something going on at home with the family, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the parent or roommate in the story. Now, Mars is cranky or pushing harder up against Saturn, which is throwing the, you know, the limits, the responsibilities, the serious side of things into the equation Saturday through Monday. For Aquarius, Mars is pushing by what, you know, there's more to do here when it comes to the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the interviews, or the short trips, the local activities, the vehicles, the electronics, the brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, or the decisions, right? And Saturn is throwing something here involving an institution, the research, the investigation, romantic interests, artistic interests, spiritual practices, or something secretive or addictive in the mix, okay? And so whatever you're dealing with here, just realize it's going to kind of be push-pull Saturday up through mid-Monday. Venus takes over Tuesday through Thursday. So Aquarius, this is lovely energy focused on love, income, or beauty, and it's playing out with your coworkers, your hired help, your job, the work projects you have going on, your paperwork, your cleaning and organizing, your health pursuits, as well as whatever you're doing with animals. So this looks really beautiful. On Tuesday the 25th, it links in a much more generous, optimistic way with what's going on with the institution, the research, the romantic, artistic, or spiritual needs. And by Thursday, it puts you in that magical flow with personal income, purchases, products, or possessions, and what they're doing in this story for you. Maybe even a gift or two, right? All right. For Pisces, the sun moving into Virgo starting Saturday the 22nd. this is going to illuminate your relationship house for 30 whole days. So it's been a year since you guys have had this. This is wonderful energy for letting our Pisces really stand out and start to promote their interests and pursue what they want, getting in there physically with their one-on-one relationships or personally pursuing or putting their name, their brand, their image, their body in the hands of these people, right? We're talking about romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, what's going on with advocates. So Pisces, it's all about connecting now, starting on Saturday the 22nd. On Tuesday in our week ahead, Mercury will be active here. This will bring a meeting of one of these people or talks or offers, news, proposals, sales, writing, interviews, decisions, maybe a short trip or two or something local. It looks exciting. It's in flow for you guys, so open up to that. Now, Mars is cranky or pushing harder up against obstacles with Saturn, Saturday through mid-Monday for everybody. For Pisces, this is Mars pushing to make money or deal with purchases or possessions or products, and having to deal with Saturn here, which is about an aspiration or original project in the mix, or what's going on with friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, and the rules and the regulations and the limits and the no's and the commitments and the responsibilities, you know. So there's just something to work through here Saturday through mid-Monday. Now, on Tuesday, Venus takes over, and Tuesday through Thursday, Venus is working it, and she is in a much better place. She's focused on, she's about love, income, or beauty, right? And for Pisces, she's focused on your love life or lover or the kids or a creative project or something recreational. So this looks very joyous for Pisces Tuesday through Thursday. On Tuesday, it will connect in a much more generous and optimistic way with those friends, associates, the internet, the astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, or aspirations. And by Thursday, it forms this most magical alignment with Neptune in your sign, Pisces. Just beautiful, magic, dreamy, involves you physically, involves you personally, or involves your name, your title, your brand, your image. It's all about you when it comes to this lover, the kids, the creative project for recreation, and what's happening with love, income, or beauty there on by Thursday. So I think all that will kind of run together Tuesday through Thursday. It looks really lovely. So that's it, guys. This is Zoe Moon. You guys can find me every week Thursday here at the same time, God willing. You can find me on Facebook daily. I jump on there. I post a daily in the morning. If you want to know what's going on with the daily aspects, you can read that. You can leave me questions there or book readings there, obviously. That's it. Personal energy. I hope it's a great week for everybody. I will talk to you guys next time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.